Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34th of the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Greg Cazera back on the show. Greg is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, an engineer, an environmentalist. He's got decades of experience in the oil and gas industry. He's a spokesperson for that industry, especially for the Crescent Shale, the Shale Crescent region of Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania. And he's the author of several books, including The Truth. Just the Fracks, ma'am, the truth about hydrofracking, and then also learned leadership. He's our good friend, Greg Cazera. Welcome back.
Good morning, Obi-Wan. I like that, Jim. I like that a lot.
May the force be with you, my friend. So Greg, one of the things you and I have talked about now for the last several years is the importance of America being energy independent. How that one thing, that single transition, that single shift from America being energy importer to America becoming an energy exporter, tied to the crude oil and natural gas being denominated in the U.S. dollar, those things together not only improved the future of America, but it actually settled down and made the world less troublesome. Is that analysis a fair analysis?
Oh, it is so accurate, Jim. It really is, because that was the game. I mean, can you imagine the years when we were so dependent on OPEC that we had to defend the Middle East? There were so many things that, you know, my son spent two tours of duty over there.
Mine too.
And put his life on the line, that my grandsons aren't going to have to do that, because unless we go back to those days.
Anything that does a nickel's worth of neutralizing of Iran is a good thing, isn't it? Why would we want to do anything to not continue that, the ability to neutralize Iran? China is a major oil importer. Why would we not want to do anything to cause them to have to focus on some of their own problems? Russia is a one-trick pony oil exporter. Why would we not want to do anything we can to minimize Putin's power? I fear, though, that advantage, that global benevolent thing that we just described, I fear it may be coming to an end if there is a Harris-Biden administration. What do you think?
There's the risk. I mean, there's all, and I guess maybe the eternal optimist in me is, the challenge for us is to make sure that it doesn't happen. And I think we, the people, still have that power in a lot of different ways. But the real thing is that the hopeful thing, Jim, is one of the things we've learned at Shale Crescent through these last 7 months since the pandemic is across this nation, liberal, conservative, red, blue, it doesn't matter, urban, rural, everybody wants manufacturing to come back to the United States and the jobs that come with it. And to your point, since we became energy independent, and we became the leading oil and gas producer in the world in 2012, that was how fast, from energy crisis in 2007 to energy gorilla in 2012. Since that time, what we've done is we've gotten back 1.4 million manufacturing jobs in just the last 10 years.
Reshoring.
That's huge. Reshoring. And it's not just those 1.4 million manufacturing jobs. Every one of those jobs creates, and to your listeners, that's where their work, a lot of their jobs are coming from. You bring back 1.4 million manufacturing jobs, if you've got a flower shop on Main Street or a restaurant,
yep,
or you name it, an office supply store, suddenly people have got money. They're buying stuff, and they can afford to buy flowers on Friday for their spouse. They can afford to go out and eat a nice meal because those manufacturing jobs are high-wage, $80,000 to $100,000 a year jobs.
With benefits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing now. So, and every one of those manufacturing jobs creates 4 to 5 other jobs. Mm-hmm. And that's the big deal. So that 1.4 isn't 1.4. It's really closer to 10 million.
Well, I hate to be the guy who turned the skunk loose in your little tea party there, Doug. I mean, Greg, but we also know if we look back on the history of the Obama-Biden administration, it was nothing but wall-to-wall regulations, higher taxes. And now we've got John Kerry coming in as the global, as the czar of our climate change policies. We got a lot of work to do to resist all that. Greg, I'm going to let you comment on that when we come back after the break. We're going to be right back, folks, with our good friend Greg Kinzera. He knows more about this stuff than anybody I know, and we'll get his thoughts on what are we going to do? How do we save ourselves from a guy like John Kerry? Maybe the worst public servant in the history of America. John Kerry, I say it out loud. Stand by, here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.